Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your local community talk radio network here with more local shows than any other place in California. KCNR 1460, we stream on that, and we also have our chat room going, and we're into day five of our battle with hackers on the chat room. We've got the chat room up and running, and we're getting ready to switch it over to another chat room, but everything's working on it right now. You just have to, like, push an extra button. I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. Linda. Fabulous morning.
Oh, yeah. You know, on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, and we're going to be out at Rodeo. And Enjoy Magazine is going to be in here with James Masada, and Nate Abarea, our sports guy, is going to be out at the Rodeo live interviewing the contestants out there, the cowboys and cowgirls.
Oh, interesting.
So you'll get
love Rodeo Week.
Oh, it's here. And we've got the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guarders with us today.
I like those Marines.
Yeah. Hey, look, I know you. That's where you were last week.
But that's right.
I tell you what, let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor.
I believe it's Kathy, but
Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
It's Susan.
Okay, my mistake.
I'm sorry, Susan, but nobody wrote it down this morning, and
okay.
I'm just sitting here watching my producer just look at me. Susan Eastman.
Well, the major averages are starting out in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 106 points at 16,507. The S&P 500 is down 11 points at 1876, and the Nasdaq Composite is off 47 points at 4,053. Active stocks on the big board, Sprint up 15 cents at $9.14, Oracle up a quarter at $42.13, Bristol-Myers Squibb down $3.37, trading at $48.75. For local stocks, PepsiCo down 42 cents at $86.43, Pacific Gas and Electric up 2 cents at $43.80, AT&T positive 7 cents at $36.46. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.55%. For commodities, gold is down $6 an ounce at $12.99, silver off 17 cents at $19, and crude oil down 44 cents at $101 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan.
Hey,
Susan.
Hi.
Hey, Susan. Hi. Hey, Susan. Have you seen any of the rodeo yet?
No, but I'm going to go to the pancake breakfast tomorrow.
You are? Are you going to stop by and say hello?
Sure.
Get you on the radio again.
Oh, that's okay. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day today.
You bet. You too, Susan. Okay.
62 degrees in downtown Reading. Sunny with a high near 94 degrees. It's mostly clear with a low around 60 degrees tonight. Sunny with a high near 90 on Friday. And partly cloudy with a low around 55 on Friday night. Going to be sunny through the weekend. And looks like it's going to be a great weather for the rodeo all week long. Weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, we give senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793.
Okay, you know, as you know, there was the bank robbery on Monday, and the lone stranger and sidekick, they're still been unidentified. They found the money in like 10 minutes out at the Veterans Grove. But here is the latest clue for the lone stranger and his sidekick. Fiddler's on the roof. The lights are off. The strangers were last seen in a loft. Sing Jim Dandy to the rescue, but sing it soft.
Wow.
Let me try that one more time. Fiddler on the roof. The lights are off. The strangers were last seen in the loft. Sing Jim Dandy to the rescue, but sing it soft. Okay.
Okay.
So does it have something to do with Riverfront? Like maybe, who puts that on? It's not Corlock, not Bob Corlock. The lights
are
off. No, I don't think so. I mean, it could be. I can't imagine him doing the whole thing without opening his mouth and saying something, though. I mean, that would have been 5 minutes.
Yeah, that would have that's true. It would have been difficult, would it not?
Okay, Chicks and Chaps are going Friday. Are you going to go to Chicks and Chaps? You should. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Fundraiser. Brings women from all walks of life into the rodeo arena and learn about the 7 events of rodeo from PRCA, Cowboys, and Cowgirls. You can learn about the sport of rodeo, have a fun girls' night out, because, see, they have a lunch, and then they go to the rodeo that night. You all get a bunch of pink T-shirts. You sit together and ring cowbells.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I tell you what. Then you, all that's doing is,
talk about some fun.
Here comes the bulls out. And improve the quality of life for others who are suffering from breast cancer.
And it's a good cause.
It's a great cause. Linda's there. She's going to be there with a bunch of her friends. And just come on out. Just give them just check out readingrodeo.com for your tickets and everything.
Chicks and Chaps.
Chicks and Chaps. Okay. Hey, welcome back. Last week you were?
I was down in San Diego at the Marine Corps Boot Camp graduation.
Isn't that something?
Wow. I just think, and I have said it before, I think that we ought to reinstate the draft, and I haven't been bashful about that, but I really believe at the very least that every child, boy or girl, who graduates from high school should go through the Marine Corps boot camp.
Oh, you think so, huh?
I do.
They change dramatically.
I think that we're kind of letting down on what how our kids are being raised, and they come out of there. Boy, they've got discipline. They've got respect for themselves and others.
Big thing is you have
they
respect.
Learn to work as a team.
Yeah. If you respect yourself, you can respect others.
And that's like, exactly yeah. right. But they learn all of that, and it's kind of, I mean, they're different human beings when they come out the other end, and in a really good way.
Well, you know what? We've got the Marine Mounted Color Guard here. And every time they come into Reading, they are so welcomed, and they are such professionals and gentlemen and ladies. When we, you know, because the women would ride with them too. In fact, the last one has been deployed with a Marine Expeditionary Unit.
Wow!
So that's where.
I was so very very impressed, yeah. and they all look so sharp, and the military band and the flag. Raising and all of the things that I'm a great flag waver, and I think that we need to get more of that in our country, reinstill that pride in our
heritage. You know what? I think what we need to do is be able to take pride in our country. And when I see things that are going on, like the like some of our congressmen who are trying to start a Dream Act for the military to bring illegals in. I mean, and I'm not saying illegals aren't. You know, I don't want people to misunderstand. People here illegally. There are some that they had no choice. They were brought here when they were 1 or 2 years old, and this. I understand
then they need
that.
They need to go through the process.
But they need to go through a process. But now they're saying, well, we can take illegals and put them into the military. Well, right now, they're only taking 20% of those who are trying to enlist in the military right now. Plus, they're forcing out thousands of just really good people because they're cutting back. I just don't understand the requirement to have illegals come in, that it's almost like serving a sentence. You serve 4 years in the Army and you get to be a citizen. You know, you get to be get your citizenship. There's something wrong there.
Well, you know, and they actually did on the family day, the day before the ceremony and the graduation, they had a naturalization ceremony for 8 of the recruits.
But those had been there legally.
Yes.
They had their green cards and
yes.
they came in legally.
They came
I've
in,
had friends that have done that.
They came in, and that was the point I was going to make.
Yeah.
They came in legally and then decided to enlist in the Marine Corps, but before they could graduate and become a private,
right.
they needed to go through the naturalization ceremony.
Great.
So I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that too.
But
that's different. They followed the rules.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's the difference. What part of illegal do you not understand?
All right. Hey, we're going to come back here with Brad Long from the Veterans Resource Center, and is going to be with us. It just all kind of works out like this. Yeah, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crack Master Windshield Repair. Don't replace your windshield. If you've got like a little chip in your windshield to cracks over 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix those. That's right. Jeff can fix them down there at 3208 South Market Street. He guarantees his work. He's a veteran. He's a straight shooter. He goes in there. If he can't fix it, he'll just tell you, hey, I can't fix this. But if he does, he guarantees it for the life. So Crackmaster Windshield Repair, great place. I had a crack in my windshield 5 years ago. It was like 16 inches long, and he fixed it, and you can't see it. I mean, to this day, he's never had to do anything to it. All right, Trish Clark and I will be right back with Brad Long, and we're going to be talking about a fundraiser for the Veterans Resource Center. And we'll be right back. Carl and Bott and Trish Clark, Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
It's no secret the violent crime rate is up in Reading. As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to work hard and provide our community with quality firearms. The good guys at Bastiani Arms, they're real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Come talk to Seth Stoke. Seth has over 20 years experience in firearms. Come learn the value, security, and peace of mind of owning a personal firearm. Sign up for a CCW class, women-only CCW classes, or hunter education. Come to Bastiani Arms and see how you can win a Colt Python 357. All proceeds go to the Military Order of Purple Hearts. Call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
But you said child. Just once more.
Blood, sweat, and tears, man.
I chose you for
Carl Biden, Chris Clark. It's the Thursday, May the 15th. It's rodeo week. Rodeo was great last night. Today, a lot of things going on. And, of course, on the spot tonight, with we're going to have James Masato be here from Enjoy Magazine. But Nate Abare, our sports guy, is going to be down at the rodeo itself doing callbacks in. And we're going to give away a couple of tickets later on in the show, later on in the show, don't call now. It's for tomorrow in the reserved grandstand seating here. These are $20 tickets, and we're going to give those away in a little while. But now we have Brad Long, who's with us from the Veterans Resource Center. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Brad.
Now, you have something going on here.
Well, we've got a few things going on besides the fundraiser. Uh-huh. We have a situation where our company in Eureka has transitional beds there, and they're underutilized. And so the VA really wants us to transfer those beds to Reading because we have a huge demand here in Reading for those beds. We are desperately seeking a building to put those 12 grant per diem transitional beds in order to house homeless veterans and give them a chance to get back out there in society and start participating. So we're searching high and low. We're working with real estate agents. We're really open to any suggestions and ideas or anything that we can work with on this. The situation is that the funding on this is so low, we don't have a lot of cash to go in there and buy a building right now. We're looking for some alternative funding, working with city or counties, stuff like that, to try to secure a building. But we're looking for something temporary that we could get into 6 months and get this thing off the ground and get some of the veterans who are homeless off the street.
So you mean perhaps like a lease or a rental agreement for a property.
Yeah. We can do tax credits. We're a nonprofit. We can provide tax credits for a property owner that could give us something that we could house 12 beds in.
Yeah, so you need a larger area then. You need like a six-bedroom house.
Yeah, six. At the minimal, 4 to 5. We don't want to go that tight with the veterans. Right. We want to give them some room to.
I mean, 2 to a room is. And then, okay. Well, if anybody, how do people get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me at the Veterans Resource Center, and you can get a hold of me directly there. My number is 355-2818.
Okay.
Is this a possibility that perhaps one of the refurbished hotels or something like that? Is that a reasonable, feasible idea?
Yeah, we're looking at some of those opportunities right now. We're working with a couple of people on those, and hopefully we can get some community development block grant funding to go in and do some rehab on it. But the problem is the time frame.
Sure.
Those beds are now ready to move over here. And
you can't put them into a motel or something like that? You can't get space at a motel?
No, that would not be a feasible thing. We need a common kitchen for them. We need a handicap accessible bathroom, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Wow, that can be hard to find.
Yeah, that's huge. And we want to get these guys off the street. We're too busy this year. My company, we house homeless veterans and stabilize veterans' housings and their families who might be having economic difficulty. We were scheduled to handle 125 veterans this year. I'm only halfway through the year, and we just hit 114.
Mm.
So we're under extreme need for these veterans and the services that we provide for them.
And, Brad, if that funding, if those beds aren't picked up over here in short order, do we stand an opportunity where they'll go someplace else?
Yeah, they might get lost to Arizona.
Mm.
And we don't want those beds to go to Arizona. If we pick this one up and pull it over, we have an opportunity of picking up another 12 beds on a different funding stream that goes with us. So we could potentially house up to 24 veterans. But we just got to get those 12 beds in here somehow.
Aren't there, so you can rent a home. So you'd have to be renting a big home or a big facility.
And that's where when we deal with food and linens and utilities and staffing it, we have very little left over in this. I mean, they're barely paying us per head on this one, very, very minimal. It's not even – it's barely $40 per person. So it's hard to
– Is that a day?
Capital. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that after all expenses?
That's before.
Oh, okay. Before expenses for these 12.
Yeah.
So, okay. So that's like $500 a day. Or is it –
per head?
Oh, no. You've got 12 of them at, what, $40 a head?
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that close to 500?
Yeah.
Close to 500.
But then you have to pay for their food and everything else out of that.
Out of that.
Yeah. And if we're away from like a public transit area, we have to provide transportation for them to get into services and stuff like that. So it's an expensive proposition. But we can do it. We can use that funding to house some people. So
okay. So if anybody knows of any places, I guess you've talked to all the realtors and all that.
Yeah, we're getting the word out.
Okay.
Good.
So
all right.
We need a place for 12.
To
put 12, take the 12 veterans off the streets, and they're here through programs and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now you've got a couple other things doing. You're doing some fundraising here too.
Yeah, we're going to do a trap shoot contest here in a couple of months. We don't have the date set up yet, but we've got two or three organizations coordinating with us, veterans organizations, and we hope to have like the high score trophy, and we'll have high score male, high score female, and high score teenager trophies. We're in the process right now. We're just kind of starting to finalize it now, but we're going to have door prizes and raffles and something I've never seen called an Annie Oakley shoot. We line up coins, and whoever shoots the most coins wins half of the pot set up for the Annie Oakley shoot. So we're going to be doing a lot of that.
I'm sure that must be with a rifle as opposed to a shotgun.
Yeah. The
shotgun,
yeah,
could probably get all of them at one shot.
Yeah, perfect.
So, yeah, exactly.
And do we know when that's going to be?
In about 2 months. We don't have a final date from the gun club yet, but we'll let you know on that.
Well, that's a good way. As we were talking to people, a good way to raise money here in readiness, but it has something to do with shooting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guns.
That's always a good one.
No, we always like that one. Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Brad Long is here from what are the things you got going on? I know about this, but you've tell people, we've got like 4 minutes left. Tell people exactly what you all do over here.
The Veterans Resource Center here in Reading, we do supportive services for veterans and families. So if you have a family that's in economic distress and they can't provide for pay their utility bill or their rent, we can step in and help them pick those payments from arrears up.
Okay.
We go out there and work with the homeless veterans, and we pay their security deposit, their first month rent, and get them set up in utilities. We get them hooked up with social services and into VA health care. And we're one of 13 sites in Northern California, Arizona, and Nevada. We have, like I was saying, we have grant per diem transitional beds in Eureka, Santa Rosa, and Sacramento. We have alcohol and drug programs, PTSD programs, behavioral health programs. So, and we're really looking to expand our operations in Reading because there's a huge need here in Reading with the veterans. And we have experience since 1972 working in this field. And we're really excited. Also, Prop 41. If you get a chance to look at your ballot, there's a Prop 41 measure. It'll take half of the CalVet home loan funding and transfer that out into a new fund that organizations like mine, we can tap into and build like a large campus where we could literally here house maybe 100 veterans. And we could have multifamily units, single units in there, and we'll put in supportive services for behavioral health for veterans that need, like, even food service. We'll have a kitchen in there where we can do meals and deliver it directly to them. So Prop 41 is coming up on the June ballot, and I really encourage people to take a look
at
that.
And it's to do what? Is to take money away from where?
CalVet home loans. It's been underutilized. There's $1.2 billion in the CalVet home loans, and they've barely used any of the funding. And so the Veterans Collaborative of California lobbied to take out half of that and put it into a special fund that we can build permanent supportive housing for veterans. And we're looking at using that funding. It'll take about 3 years for the whole process to go through and break ground. So we're really excited about that one.
Okay. So Brad Long's here from the Veterans Resource Center. They're looking for a place. I don't know if that was a lead that somebody just called.
Yeah, wow, great.
Somebody just called and said that they might have a place for you.
Yep.
Hey, thanks a lot. You know, that's our listeners.
That's the value of doing this and getting out to people and getting your message out. And you've got a good message, and people are interested in helping our veterans. You know, so many of them are coming back into our community, and they just maybe need a little bit of help to get reestablished after serving their country. And certainly anything we can do to help them and get them back on the right path for their life is something the community's interested in doing for them.
Well, obviously, since the we know how messed up the higher echelons of the VA is. So our VA clinic here,
our
VA clinic here is just outstanding. Our VA home here is just outstanding. But when you get up into the bureaucracies, there, you know, it's like anything else. You have to start taking care of yourself. And that's why people wonder about, when they're talking about being able to have say and take care and make the decisions about yourself, and the government is just leaning in all the time. Well, the government doesn't do a good job of it. It's too big. It's a monolith.
Everything that the government has taken over and tried to micromanage is a disaster. I mean, you cannot name one program that the federal government has started that's successful. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the post office. Look at the
EPA?
EPA. Look at anything they've done. And they don't do a really good job of it. Public lands, my goodness. The condition of our public lands is abominable. Mm-hmm. So we need to bring it back down to the community.
The closer to the flagpole, the more control you have over it.
That's exactly right.
And that's how my organization works. We're real simple, and we respond quickly, and we get the money where it needs to go, and we get them into housing as soon as possible.
Cut out the red tape and bureaucracy.
We do it in less than 90 days. So.
Okay, Brad Long, Veterans Resource Center. What's your phone number out there again, Brad?
355-2818. You can get a hold of me directly on that.
Hey, thanks a lot for what you do, buddy.
Thanks so much.
All right, hey, when we get back from this break, we have got the United States Marine Corps Color Guards with us, Mounted Color Guards.
Frisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue is your local, family-owned and family-operated complete sleep headquarters with the largest mattress inventory in the North State, featuring Organifeedic by OMI, the purest latex mattress made, the Spring Air and HD line, the only mattress with a 20-year non-pro rated warranty, and now featuring the AH Beard Luxury line with over 100 years of experience producing high-quality, handcrafted mattresses with pressure-relieving full-body orthopedic support. Frisson's also carry a large selection of adjustable beds, futons, organic sheets, mattress pads, and the largest organic and regular pillow selection in town. Frisson's carry more in-stock inventory than any store in the North State and provide same-day delivery. You'll find the very best prices every day at Frisson's. Plus, you always receive 12 months no-interest OAC. Ask Steve, Lance, Travis, or Shane about Frisson's 60-night comfort guarantee only at Frisson's Mattress Gallery. 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery, home of the best price and the best selection. Remember, your waking hours are only as good as your last night's sleep.
Ever wonder why large chain store pharmacies make you walk all the way through their store to get to the pharmacy in the back? And why they take so long to fill your prescriptions? The reason is that they hope you'll shop while you wait and spend a few more dollars in their store. At Owens Pharmacies, we know you have a busy life. That's why we fill your prescriptions fast, so you can get your prescriptions filled and get on with the rest of your day. We don't sell frozen pizzas or motor oil. We are dedicated to providing you with the best clinical pharmacy services available. There's a reason Owens Pharmacy has been voted best in the North State for the last 6 years in a row. That reason is great clinical pharmacists, the best service, and low prices. Isn't that what everyone wants from a pharmacy? Why would you go anywhere else? Come to Owens today and see why the North State says nobody is better.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Butt and Trish Clark, it's Thursday of Rodeo Week, May the 15th. 63 degrees out there and going up to in the 90s today. Today we are honored to have the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard in here. Again, back home, I think we skipped last year. Come on in, Gunny.
Yes, sir.
Did we skip last year?
Yes, sir.
And that wasn't because you wanted to, though.
Oh, no.
Okay, talk to me in that microphone.
Okay, there we go. No, we actually didn't. It was due to sequestration that hit.
was the unfortunate reason why we couldn't be here last year.
Yeah, I know, and we miss you all. We have a great time here at the rodeo, but you all have been coming here now for is this your fourth time here or
third year here?
Okay. Now the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard is a you just can't get on this because you just happen to have a feeling that day that says I'd really like to do is ride. Travel around the country, riding a Palomino in big parades, and then having to take care of the horses, and then, at night, have liberty. So that's not how it works, is it?
No, it's the luck of the draw, how we all put it. It's the luck of the draw. It just happened to come down on orders at the right place at the right time. And no, none of us here really have experience. We actually have to learn OJT on-the-job training. Yeah, in order to do what we do.
Now, has everybody that signed up for the Color Guard been riders? Or have you had any with really no horse experience at all?
Yeah, that's I think that's all of us. Very rarely.
You're from Texas. What do you mean?
Well, that's the thing. It's okay. That's the difference, you know. In Texas, a lot of time, the ones that actually ride horses are the ladies. But men ride the bulls and the stock,
You know what? That's not what he's saying. Is because I was doing a lot of riding I had some of our young Marines that were practicing their bull riding. I said, hey, come on, we need some guys who can ride some horses here for some events we were doing, and they're all looking at me like, whoa, no, I don't ride a horse. That's dangerous. Yes. You're riding
it
bulls.
It is very dangerous.
Yeah, but I know what that bull's going to do for 8 seconds. You're talking about like
for are we off for a length of time there?
He said, they don't like the way they look at me. I'm going, okay. Anyway,
always learning.
Oh, you
always,
do.
Always,
okay,
every
let's
day.
Come on in first, Sergeant. And this is here. You can use this one. We can do two. We can do here. Can you introduce yourself here first, Sergeant.
Yes, my name is First Sergeant Kretschmer. My name is First Sergeant Kretschmer. I'm here part with the Mounted Color Guard, enjoying being out here for the Reading Rodeo.
Okay, now and so you're the First Sergeant of the battalion that they're in. So that the Color Guard is associated with, right?
That's correct.
First Sergeant, all your Marines here are all combat veterans, right?
Yes.
That's something a lot of people don't realize. This kind of duty is would you consider it a reward?
A reward, an honor, and a privilege to be here to be able to do this, yes.
Because you all represent the Marine Corps.
That's correct.
And maybe the only time some people ever see, Marines are you all in a parade. And then afterwards, because you do a lot. You go around the community. Like today, you're heading out to the Veterans home. You're going to be going to the veterans home, and I know that you, any place that you, people ask you to go to that you're at while you're
right.
here. Let's introduce our other two riders here.
Come on here,
Marines. Just hop in here.
My name is Sergeant Moses Machuca.
And you're from, where are you from?
Originally from Texas.
From Texas. Now, you two knew each other, right?
Yes, actually, we grew up in the same town.
Same
hometown, which is very odd, and especially in the Marine Corps itself.
It is.
It's a very small town in Texas where you can actually throw a stone and you pass, it'll go right over it. So,
if you get in any trouble, okay, now who's – oh, well, Gunny. Okay, Sergeant, so if you get in any trouble, he can call home and get you in trouble that way too, right?
That's
debatable.
Mom, go over Moses. Go over talk to Moses' family about this. I'm just a little bit worried about him here. Okay. All right. Where's the other Marine here?
Hello, I'm Sergeant Edgar Torrealba. I'm originally from Los Angeles, California.
Oh, okay. So, now, do y'all do the Rose Bowl Parade?
Yes.
So do you get kind of go back there and you see your family back there, or is everybody out of Los Angeles?
Everybody's out of Los Angeles, so they get to watch me. And when I was a little kid, I used to watch it all the time and see the Marines, the Mounted Color Guard out there, and now I get to do it. So it's actually a great honor and a privilege.
Now, how long a tour is this for y'all?
It all depends on where they're at in their career. Normally, they're at about 24 months, and at that time, so if they're up for orders, then or if they request orders, then they can go ahead and go out. Yeah. So, like I said, a lot of times it just varies.
Okay. I know that we've had some of them have come through. I guess two times, and then they switched over, and so this is your third time, and we skipped last year. So, but you were here last time.
No.
You were here last. Yes, you were here last. So you told everybody what it's really a.
Great place.
A slow
to be.
Town. There wasn't anything to do here.
Yes, yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, I have.
Could you tell them all that?
I filled in the gunny pretty well on that.
Okay, that was why that y'all were paying for your own gas to come up here. No.
Yeah.
Now, from here, where are you heading out to?
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. Okay, and what's the...
For Memorial Day.
For Memorial Day.
Oh.
Now, do you lead every parade out?
Yes.
It's always you it's always lead.
Flag
it?
Honors, the privileges, we ride up in front to start any event.
That's great. And
great way to start a parade.
Okay. Oh, always.
Thank you, man.
It always is. You need to have it. Now, yeah. when you're not out on deployed out on parades, what do y'all do? What's your average day like?
Average day like it is, go to the gym early in the morning because we have to keep up, once again, Marine Corps standards, physically fit and look appearance. Then we head back and then take care of the horses first, feed, muck, check them over, make sure, you know, they're in good health and able to make the trips and the voyages. So.
Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the day is what, practice and things like that?
Practice, we do a lot of rehearsal. So, and just, like I said, just a lot of show prep.
So this is your primary duty then?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Where it used to be additional duty for people, which was really tough a lot of times on Marines. Where do you get your horses from? This in itself is a great story.
We get them from the BLM. That's where we get our...
Wild Horse?
Yes, the Brier Land Management. And from there, they actually get sent to the
Carson City State Correctional Facility for about 90 to 120 days.
Okay, come on down a little bit. So Carson City up in Nevada.
Yes.
Okay, and so they go now. They've got a horse training program there with the prisoners.
Yes, that's correct. Correct.
I think I've seen a documentary on that about that.
Interesting.
Yeah. No, they bring them in off that. Now, you all always, unless things have changed, Palominos.
Yes. Yes.
So, do you all pick the original or choose the original horses, and they're sent there, or somebody chooses them, and you all just kind of get them later?
What ends up happening is that they round up a certain amount once we give them a call, and we notify them that we need a horse. And for about a week, myself, the NCOIC, and the staff NCOIC go out there, go to all the different camps for about, exactly a week, and then we pick out the ones that we think are going to fit in our color guard. And then some of those make it, some of those don't. This is why we choose about 5 to 6.
5 to 6. Now, how many horses do you have?
Right now, we currently have 10.
10 horses. Well, yes, you need that. You need a backup for everyone.
And how many people are actually in the color guard? Four.
Four.
And it's been up to 6, I've seen before, 6 or more that you've all. Of course, maybe it was just you wanted more Marines up here for something. House to house, yeah. You know.
It's a great place to visit. I mean, you get an opportunity. Always, everyone wants
little mount training here. I don't know. It's just a secret joke here. The horses. Let's go back to the horses for a minute. There. You choose the horses, and when you say they don't work out, is it they just can't handle the crowd noise? They can't. They're just not going to get along. These are Mustangs, by the way. These are wild horses that when you tell them you need them, that they'll go out and round up horses off the range and bring them in.
As they work with them in the Carson City, that's where they start getting dropped because of certain issues, either medical or they're just not adapting as they want them to or as they think they should. So they go through that process, stringent process. And then we get the final result that they provide for us, which is usually about 2 horses to 3 from those 5.
Okay.
And then from there on, it's up to the staff and COIC and the MCOIC to go out there, check them out, ride them. I mean, just do everything with them as we would back in the rear. And it is our choice to find out if we were going to take them or not.
Okay. Now, how many parades have you ridden in? Or I don't know, events have you ridden in?
Right now, I just recently got here in September, this past September. So right now,
about
we're...
Seven.
About seven. You've had about 7, too?
About 6.
And you've been here.
He's a grand old man.
I've been here about 3.5 years now. Uh-huh. With the Mounted Color Guard. This is actually my last year with the Mounted Color Guard.
And where are you heading off to?
Wherever the needs of the Marine Corps are.
Needs of the Marine Corps. You know, you just got to love that. Okay.
So
you've ridden in dozens.
Yes, I
dozens
say
and
about,
dozens.
I think 1 year alone, I rode about 72 events.
Wow.
No, you know, because they would come through here and they were just, I mean, they would come here, spend a few days with us and then be gone. And then you would never see Barstow, which is probably the idea behind it.
It works if you never get off.
Okay, First Sergeant, hop back in here. I'm going to pull you back in here. I know First Sergeant just kind of moves back to the rear here. And First Sergeant, how do you like this? I mean, this is – when you joined the Marine Corps, And when did you join, by the way?
93. Yes.
Ooh. Ouch.
I would have said that, except when I enlisted was a little bit earlier than that. 93, I had over 20 then. Okay.
Ouch.
Yeah, ouch. When you
I'm
enlisted,
not even talking.
When you
enlisted, no ouches here.
No ouches. When you enlisted, did you ever think that you're going to be riding a horse in a parade for the Marine Corps?
You know, I'm from Michigan, you know, from the city. Horse I just saw in parades. I never thought I'd be on it. And like I said, this is an honor and a privilege to do this. I've been lucky to come out here and participate in the parades, the retirements, all the ceremonies that they do. It's a great feeling to come out here and do this. You're giving back to the community. You're giving back to the Marine Corps. And you're putting a face on the Marine Corps for a lot of individuals that don't see the Marine Corps or don't understand the Marine Corps.
And how long have you been doing this?
About 3-4 months now. Oh. So I'm pretty new to this, yeah. I've done 3 so far. This is my 3rd one.
All right.
What's your MOS, your occupation?
8999. It's a senior enlisted advisor.
Okay. I'm just really happy that y'all are here. I'm glad that, you know, that how many are y'all going on this year? You're still cutting back, right?
Yes, the numbers are still drawing back. They don't like word cutting. They're drawing back.
Okay, the number of parades and events you've gone to has gone down.
Right? Yes, it's gone down due to, like I say, sequestration, which came through. They came through the whole process. They were like, well, we want to see how many events you did the prior year, mm-hmm. and then from there, the number came down to 14, and within those 14, we actually had to choose. The big events we wanted to
this
go.
This year?
Yes.
And we were one of them.
Yes, you were.
Well, we appreciate Redding. That.
And hopefully we can go ahead and do the things. That's what we've been telling a lot of the events that we do go to, the ones that that really mean a lot to us. We'll tell them, hey, go ahead and submit your request for next year so we can make sure to put you on that list.
Well, I tell you what, I hope you feel the appreciation of the community.
Oh, we do.
And how much what it means for y'all to come through here. And since some of y'all, this is your first ride through Redding.
First of many?
Yeah, the first of many. Well, it's your first. Yeah, so the rodeo parade will be out there. Linda and I will be out be announcing. Tomorrow is the pancake breakfast. I'm sure you all are going to be going to that.
Oh, yeah. That's a great event.
Make sure you stop by.
Yeah, breakfast with 10,000 of your closest friends.
That's right. And we'll be out there broadcasting too, so make sure you stop by and say hello then. But we appreciate your service to our nation. That's first. And we appreciate the fact that you're here to help us celebrate Rodeo Week, the fact you're going over to see the Veterans Home today, and just all the stuff you do. So, Semper Fi, Marines.
Thank you, sir.
All right,
sir.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right
Pleasure
back after these messages.
Thank you, man.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy, yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is there's on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, but we have Enjoy Magazine's going to be there, but Nate Avaria is going to be down at the rodeo calling in. Yeah,
calling in asking questions.
What's it look like today?
62 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're going to have sunny with a high near 94. 90 to or 50 tonight. Oh, looking warm all week and great 94. Rodeo weather.
Great rodeo weather. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. North State's and nutrition experts and more natural foods, organic foods, non-GMO foods, and supplements than any other place in Northern California. In-store deli, four nutritionists on the staff. They are there to help your health. They want you to have a healthy lifestyle, and they're going to help you do that. That's Orchard Nutrition, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Your center for a healthy lifestyle, Orchard Nutrition. Anyway, hey, did that inspire you there?
Oh, absolutely.
I got all fired up about that. Good men, you know.
Good men, you know what? The respect, the responsible atmosphere. I mean, they present themselves so well.
Yeah.
They represent this country really well, and I think that's, again, I keep repeating it, but I think that some of the what we've lost in this country is the pride. In our heritage and representing the USA, and that's just inspiring to see them travel around. I think it's a shame that those kinds of things that represent what our service people do for us and how important it is are being cut from the agenda as unnecessary appearances.
And I didn't ask them, I didn't ask them about what's going on in the military. I didn't ask about, any of those things. That's not in their lane. You don't put them on the spot like that.
Oh, absolutely
not. They're here to do a mission, and their mission is to present the flag and the Marine Corps in the most favorable way they possibly can, and they do. They do a great job. And, to ask them questions about, well, what do you think about, it's not, we can sit down. We'll all sit down and have a beer. I can ask them that, but I'm not going to bring them out. It's not fair to them, and nor should they even answer those questions.
No, absolutely not.
No.
Having said that, you and I can.
We can talk all we want about it. And so can Coach Bob. Coach Bob, good morning.
Good Colonel.
Morning.
Hey. Guess what? I get the privilege of doing today, and it is a privilege, I might add.
You are going out to the VA home?
Well, you read my mind. Great minds are on the same page. I'm going out to the VA home, and I'll tell you why. I am providing the PA system for the national anthem.
Oh,
and
great.
I happen to have two versions of it in the phone I'm talking to you on. One is the Oak Ridge Boys, which is a beautiful version of the national anthem, and the other is the U.S. Marine Band playing the national anthem.
Oh, and wow. I just guess
that's about as appropriate as it gets.
It does, and they're going to be taking their horses out there today. So they're going to be the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard is going to be out there with their horses. They're going to and they're looking forward to it too. These are just fine young men.
Yes, they are.
That you know, they've been in. One's been in since 92,
93. So
it was, or 93, right after Desert Storm. He enlisted, first sergeant. Yep. So he's he's looking at. In the next couple of years, he's going to have to make a decision what he's going to do. But he's cowboy boots, and he looks just like he could step into a Western movie tomorrow.
Well, and I'm still thinking about the two guys from Texas that didn't ride horses. That's got me bothered.
They rode bulls. Anyway.
Hopefully they don't rope anything. So every year I watch the Rose Parade, and, of course, it'll be fun to see this in person. That'll be great.
Well, we appreciate your phone call there, Coach Bob, and what you do.
Well, you take care.
Yes, sir, we will.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I've got a question here for you.
Okay.
You're from Anderson.
Yes.
Why is Anderson selling their water?
That's the acid. Yeah. Anderson,
why are they selling all this water? I mean, I thought there's a Bella Vista out here that doesn't have any water, and you've got.
Well, let's sell it to Bella Vista. It's my understanding.
$500 a.
Well, there you go.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, I thought there was laws against usury or
ticket scalping. Very controversial issue right now, and they'll sell the water to anybody who'll pay that amount.
Where are they getting their water from?
Well, they have water directly from
the
Sacramento River, and they have a huge amount of water that they get, they have the old water rights, which enable them to get the water. And they're going to sell it to the highest bidder. Now, people say, well, they should put it out into irrigation for their users. And they will. The users don't want to pay that increase. And quite frankly,
people down in that district
have been getting really cheap water for a long time.
So they're taking water that would be that people in Anderson that in
well, the Churn Creek bottom area, the Anderson Cottonwood Irrigation District stretches.
Starts in Redding and goes all the way down.
It stretches all the way down. It's got aqueducts and canals and things like that.
Okay. I understand that part.
So it's not for the city residents.
I'm trying to pin her down on something. You know what? What do you think you are, Candy Crowley? Just jump in here. Yeah, you think you're – okay, Candy. Oh, you know.
But recognize, he's right. Acid covers more than the city of Anderson.
You're right.
And
I didn't know that.
The people in the city of Anderson do not get water from acid.
Okay,
that's not where Anderson's water comes from.
Okay, but so then when you start talking about
this
farmers in this
water.
General area,
exactly.
You're not talking in their area that they're making it harder for, like in Anderson. When you say the Anderson Water District.
Yes.
Right. But it's not for the people that live in Anderson
only. They don't get
the, it goes the down
the river.
Live
in house, no, the people that live in the houses don't get water from acid. That's irrigation water.
Okay, that's all irrigation water. Okay, no, I got that part too. But
okay.
So nobody that votes or lives in that Anderson area gets water from the acid.
Oh, yeah, they do.
No, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's from Churn Creek bottom on down south in North Cottonwood.
And that's what I'm getting at. So are they selling the water? I mean, so if you live down here and you've lived here and you paid your taxes and all these things, and you want to irrigate your property, are you paying $500 too?
No.
Okay.
That's why you're not getting the water. If you want to pay $500 and if the rate payers had agreed to pay that kind of money, then they could have worked an arrangement where they would have longer irrigation. There isn't anybody on acid that's willing to pay the rates that they're going
to
sell us water for. Do I agree with shipping the water out of the county?
Yeah, okay, I guess that's what I'm getting to.
Absolutely not.
Why are we doing that?
I have no idea. You know,
who's in charge of that? Who's in charge of that?
We tried to pass an ordinance that you could not ship water out of the county.
You know what they're looking at? They're going to make $1 million, but I mean, it seems like, you know,
it seems wrong to me.
Are we doing it on the backs of people that live here and pay taxes around here?
Well, I don't know whether you do it. Yeah, you're going to fallow some land. There's going to be some crops that are not going to grow in areas because they're not going to get enough water.
Because they can't afford $500 an acre.
That's exactly right. That's exactly, and it's going to come down to that, but that's how they drain the Owens Valley too.
I know. That's what I mean.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. Do I agree? Absolutely not. I think that we ought to, area of origin rights ought to trump everything else.
So who's in charge of the ACID?
ACID is a special district. It has an elected board of directors and a general manager. It's a special district stand that know nothing to do with city or county.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back after the news. We got Greg Cuto with us, who's running for Congress.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki says he's angry and saddened by allegations of treatment delays and preventable deaths at a Phoenix Veterans Hospital. Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona says lawmakers can't wait until the completion of a White House review.
I respect the important role of the Inspector General, but my fellow veterans can't wait many months it may take to complete its report. They need answers, accountability, and leadership from this administration and Congress now.
Appearing before a Senate panel amid calls from some Republicans and veterans groups to resign, Shinseki vowed to hold employees accountable for any misconduct. Also at SRNnews.com, another day of sky-high temperatures and dry winds expected as 9 fires continue to burn over some 14 square miles in California's San Diego County. San Diego County Supervisor Diane Jacob.
The message we want to get out is all those fires are under investigation. There is no conclusive evidence of the way they have started.
Meanwhile, firefighters have been battling against high temperatures and right around 100 degrees this week, as well as gusty winds as they try to contain the flames, fueled also in large part by a lot of dry vegetation on the ground. Also at SRNnews.com, the number of people seeking U.S. unemployment benefits fell to the lowest level in 70 years last week.
The Labor Department says weekly jobless benefit applications fell by 24,000 to 297,000. The less volatile four-week average dipped by 2,000 to 323,250. Fewer people are also receiving benefits. The number of recipients fell to 2.67 million, the fewest since December 1, 2007, when the recession began.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Higher food and gas costs pushed up U.S. consumer prices in April by the most in 10 months. The Labor Department says the consumer price index increased by 0.3%. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
This is the actual voice of someone who reported software piracy. What steps did you take?
Well, the first thing I did in my particular case was to report it to the management of the company. I went to them directly. And then when they failed to act, I contacted the BSA, went to their website, reviewed everything, and then made a confidential report.
If your company copies software illegally, report it confidentially to BSA, the Software Alliance, and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Go online and input nopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY.
Mulch and Good Fortune are being credited with helping a toddler survive an 11-story plunge from a Minneapolis high-rise. George Sherman is the owner of the Riverside Plaza and said in comments aired on KSTP TV that he has set up temporary measures to keep children more safe and will look at long-term changes as well.
Accidents like this could happen. Every time they do, we learn and we try to adjust how we operate.
The 15-month-old child is said to be recovering from multiple injuries, including a broken spine and ribs. The average U.S. rates on fixed mortgages declined this week for a third straight week. The low rates could give a boost to the spring home buying season, which has gotten off to a slow start. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate for the 30-year loan eased to 4.20% from 4.21% last week. The average for the 15-year mortgage fell to 3.29%. Down from 3.32% last week. This is SRN News. Mexico's federal government has announced a beefed-up security plan for the troubled state of Tamaulipas, bordering Texas, following the assassination of the state's intelligence chief. James Bleers reports that the Zetas and the Gulf drug cartels are locked in a murderous vendetta turf war there.
Almost 100 people have been killed in drug cartel violence in Tamaulipas in the last 40 days. One of them was the new state intelligence chief, Colonel Salvador Aro Munoz, who died after gunmen from the Zetas ambushed his vehicle, killing him and two bodyguards. Four Zetas were shot dead and three more wounded in the ongoing firefight. Mexico's Minister of the Interior announces the state will be divided into four under the control of the Army and Navy. There will be patrols 24/7 in urban areas, and the local police will be investigated.
That report from SRN's James Bleers in Mexico City. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. You know, on the spot with Linda Bott tonight starts at 6 p.m. James Posada from Enjoy Magazine will be in, and Nate Abare, our sports guy, is going to be our sports announcer and sports reporter. We'll be down at Rodeo talking to contestants, and that'll be we'll be doing that along with the show tonight. But welcome. It is 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our chat room's up, though you're going to have to go into a different window on it. We're building another chat room here ever since the servers got attacked by malware or somebody. You know, what we've, as Bob has said, there's organizations out there that have just gone through, you know, randomly picking. So he had ours isolated, so we never went down. But our chat room had some problems. But and he said he's got organizations out there. They still can't get up. They can't get them back online. It was hit so hard. And there's some others too. Some of our listeners were talking to. But let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Carl and Trish. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are a little changed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 150 points at 16,455. The S&P 500 is down 17 points at 1871. And the Nasdaq Composite losing 47 points at 4,053. Some of the day's biggest movers: General Electric off 36 cents at $26.40. Pfizer down 6 cents at $29.04. Verizon up 11 cents, trading at $48.12. For local bank stocks of interest: Trico Bank shares down a dime at $22.75. North Valley Bank off 15 cents at $21.19. Bank of Commerce flat and trading at $6.40. For commodities, gold is down $5 an ounce at $1,300, silver off 19 cents at $19, and crude oil down 55 cents, trading at $101 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, and 908 in the morning. Give them a call, 243-7561. They're the experts when it comes to looking at your investments. How can you get financial freedom? How do you obtain financial freedom? Why don't you give them a call? 243-7561.
And it's 62 degrees in downtown Reading at this time. It's sunny with a high near 94 today, mostly clear with a low around 60 tonight. Sunny with a high near 90 on Friday and a low on 55. 84 on Saturday and a low of 53. Great weather for the rodeo all through this weekend. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. We give senior and veterans discounts, and you can reach them at 365-3793.
That's right. And you know what? It's getting close to 100, and you know what that means. That means that the first day that it's officially 100 degrees, you call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642, and he will donate $100 to your favorite charity. That's right, $100 to your favorite charity. But it also should tell you is that here's the number to call to get that air conditioner fixed, get serviced, make sure everything is working on that, how to save some electricity cost by having a well-tuned air conditioner. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. All right,
By the way, yesterday's official high at Reading was 98. I know somebody said, hey, my patio thermometer said 101. But
it's it's got to be official. It's got to be official there because my car temperature said 146, which reminds me as I was laying there. I was laying there panting was do not leave your children or
dogs or animals.
Or your animals in the car. It's that time of the year, my friends. You know, it goes up like 25 to 30 degrees real quick in that car. So if it's 100 outside, you will frost or you will fry the inside of your dog's head.
That's right.
And your kid's head. And you know what?
Even for a minute. You can't leave them in even for a minute.
Even if we tell people about it, you're going to read about it. It's tragedies. You'll read about somebody leaving their baby or leaving the 3-year-old inside the car. They forgot them somehow. Anyway, so be very, very aware. And if you see a dog or a cat like that, you give Haven Humane a call, and especially a child. You just dial 911. Just dial 911. You see a child in a car like that, and so they can get assistance right away. Okay. Now, before we get into our guest, I have two tickets for tomorrow night, reserve grandstand seating, and these are great tickets. You're up there in row 8, section E. Seats 36 and 35, 35 and 36. First person that calls, 605-4567. You get rodeo tickets for Friday night. It's a great place to take a date, great place to, enjoy yourself there. It starts at 7 p.m. We've got a phone call. Okay. And you just won two tickets
to the rodeo. Rodeo time in Shasta County, Reading is absolutely fantastic. Great time to be with friends and meet people you haven't seen in a long, enjoy some great rodeo action, the pancake breakfast, the parades, everything is led by the Marine Corps Color Guard.
Mike, you just won tickets. And so, Mike, you won the tickets. All right. Okay, our guest today, Gregory Cheadle, candidate for Congress.
Yes, sir.
From the Republican side.
Yes, sir. 1856 okay. Republican.
Okay, now wait a minute.
Not the modern Republican.
Get into your microphone there. Okay.
So sorry.
Okay, from the 1856 Republicans.
The 1856 Republican, not the modern Republicans.
Not the modern Republicans.
Not the modern ones. No.
1856 Republicans were the
1856 Republicans were people who were principled and were sacrificial. During that period, the white Republicans were lynched along with the black slaves that they were freeing. So in other words, they weren't sold out. They were for the lowest of the lows. They were determined and principled. And that's what we need again today.
Just principled politicians.
Principled politicians.
In general.
Yeah.
Just across the board.
Across the board.
It makes no difference what party you're in.
No, it doesn't.
Principled. Because I can live with principles. I can't live with pandering.
I can't.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Greg.
I've been in Reading now for 12 or 13 years. I've been a volunteer in the ER. My Friday nights are spent in the ER volunteering. I have a bachelor's degree in psychology. I did pre-med. Didn't go to medical school because my son got cancer. Ended up doing a master's degree in public administration, an option in healthcare administration. Finally got my law degree. And now I'm interning as a public defender in Shasta County.
Okay. So
having fun.
How do you like that?
I love it.
You like that catch and release policy?
No. The problem that we have in the courts is that there is no consequence for the actions anymore.
Right.
That's right.
And what's even worse, it's fascinating to me, is that wearing an ankle bracelet is cute. It's trendy. You know, if you show your ankle bracelet, you know, it's really cool to wear one of these things now.
Can you take them to bars? Or do you have to stay in
your
house?
You're not supposed to.
You're dancing and you make that leg move.
You put your ankle bracelet.
And there's your ankle bracelet. I mean, would that be kind of like a giveaway? I mean,
yeah.
What's that?
Bracelet is to track them and they're not supposed to be leaving their house.
Yeah. I mean, it's fascinating to me.
So that didn't answer the question. I mean, so
can they?
Can they go to the bars with them?
They don't set off an alarm if they do. So.
Yeah.
Okay, look, Greg Cheadle is our guest. He's He's an 1856 Republican, which is the principled Republicans, and we'll be we'll take a quick break and come back. Let's talk about what Greg wants to do here. You're running against a Republican, and usually
right.
that doesn't happen a lot. And,
no.
But you ran
I ran
last
time.
You ran
yeah.
last time too, but you know that was the that was the first time.
And I just want to say that you're right, that doesn't happen, but that's part of what's wrong with politics.
Mm-hmm.
Is because both sides, and I have nothing against the incumbent. This is not a personal
right, right.
statement.
I don't either.
But my statement is simply about the fact that we get the kind of government we deserve. Because even if the incumbent is in office and maybe not doing a particularly good job, the party line is you don't take on a sitting candidate.
Right.
You only, if you're on the other side, you can challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't dare challenge a sitting Republican or a sitting Democrat. I mean, who do you think you are? They've got the seat. It's a safe seat. That's the process that goes all the way down to county dog catcher.
All right.
And it's wrong.
Well, it is wrong, and it's discouraging to those who want to participate.
They may have
in
a different
system.
Idea.
Absolutely.
You know what? I agree with that. I'm not disagreeing with that. I think you're right. If you've got better ideas, and okay, there's an incumbent. I know we're Republicans, but there's two types. There's different types of Republicans, like there are different types of puppies.
And
you know what?
They have every right to be challenged. That's why they have to run for office every time.
And they've made a game out of this thing. That's the whole problem.
Okay, let's wait. We got to take a break. We'll get to that when we come back. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, our friends down there with Espresso Joe's. Outstanding coffee made by the baristas of any kind, you know, lattes and all that, doesn't cost you your house payment. Then walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices at Tobacco and Brew. E-cigarettes are big there, every shape, flavor you can imagine. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Great people down there. They really, really support our veterans in our community. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bach and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, May the 15th. It's Rodeo Week. Rodeo tonight starts about 6:45 because it's still, see, Thursday night is still family night out there. We've given away all of our tickets we possibly can. Linda and I are going to be out there. Linda's going to be in Think Pink. Think Pink, my friends. Think Pink. That's their Chicks and Chaps are going to be running out there tomorrow. There's still room out there. It's a women's only rodeo clinic. But see, you get lunch. They've got all types of raffle items and everything there is to raise funds for a breast cancer awareness. They're raising money there. You can buy a belt buckle. You can get into the bidding war. I hesitate to have Linda go there because she got the one from last year.
Take her
year.
Checkbook away from
and
her.
And you know what? She and Kathy out of Mary's Pizza got the one the year before. So I'm not sure what happens this year with it. But it's going to be Friday. Check out readingrodeo.com. And they've got all the phone numbers and all the people you need to talk to. But that's Friday. Head on out. I mean, it's all, you know what? They go through rodeo events. You get to do things. And then that night, you get to whoop it up. At the, they all sit together and ring their cowbells.
I know. Yeah.
You know what? I just don't,
too much fun.
You know what? I just kind of stand aside when they're out there like this because they are rocking out there. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. And speaking of rodeo, we got turquoise, got all types of neat stuff there, but estate jewelry is what he really, really, really has a lot of. Plus, all types of loose stones and diamonds and gems of all kinds. The only trained watch repairman in all of Reading is at Four Winds Jewelry. So head on down and see Leonard at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Our guest, Gregory Cheadle, who is running for Congress for the Republican Party, but not the Republican Party that we're used to.
No.
You're saying the 1856 Republicans, which I like. You know, that's kind of cool. It's a nice hook.
Well, yeah, the modern Republicans, they've sold out. I'm not one of those.
Haven't they all sold out?
Well, they're all sold out to the same group.
Okay.
The Democrats are supported by the same people who support the Republicans. The Koch brothers give money to Democrats and Republicans. Warren Buffett gives money to Democrats and Republicans. The same multiple billionaires get to the same groups.
But can't you say
that? Don't you think it's come down to where we're actually conservatives and progressives? As opposed to Democrats and Republicans? Because we've got both on each side.
Philosophically, yes. But actually, no. Because the progressives are taking over.
Yes.
So philosophically, people walking down the street will have those differences. But when it comes to the money, it's definitely progressive.
Absolutely.
And it's actually,
whether it's Republicans or Democrats.
Or Democrats. It's all about big money. It's not about the little things that are going on down here. You know, the Titanic is sinking. And one group is
all we're doing is rearranging the deck chairs.
That's all we're doing.
Well, yeah, but you know, I still think people are there's room still in there for principle. And the
there
fact
needs
is,
to, there needs to be.
And I think that if you look, and I don't know, you know, you look at people that represent you. And what I'm looking for, frankly, is I'm looking for vision.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for vision of what the country should look like, you know, if we're looking at the national level. And here, which is even, you know, I don't know if I could say more important, but at the city and county level, where's our vision for the next 5 years? How are we going to handle the problems we have now? I don't want to hear grandiose, you know, broad painted,
yeah,
you know, landscapes that, you know, that any, I can say the same thing too. Oh yeah, world peace, world peace. I want world peace. And I don't care about world peace. In fact, you know what? It's good for business.
And at the local level.
But at the local level, right.
All you do is ask them a question. How do we do this? How do we do that? How do we do something else? The answer is always more money.
World peace.
No plan, more money.
Give me a plan that you know what, if it's going to cost me some money, okay. But you've got to show me what the plan is and how you're going to do it. And so, Greg, what's your plan?
My plan, what we've got to do is rein in government. Right now, we have given government way too much power. A good example of that is Obamacare. Obamacare has come in, and people don't understand it. Obamacare was sold into saying we're going to have free health care. There's no such thing as a free health care when you're spending $2.5 trillion a year in health care. It's not free. But with the language in Obamacare is frightening, because now you've given government all this power over your life. And so what that does, that now opens the door for the horrors of the past. We face the reality of forced vaccinations. We face the reality of forced sterilizations. And in addition to all this stuff, again, we've got big money involved. We've got Obamacare funneling billions upon billions of dollars into big pharmaceutical companies and to the large, I think it's like the top five healthcare plan providers. Billions of dollars into those folks, which is a nightmare because, again, the divide between the rich and the poor is just growing more and more and more. So we've got to rein in government, and that's what's important to me. This national debt stuff, that's not helping the poor. That's just making certain that the wealthy are having their entitlement programs funded. Subsidies, bailouts, and lucrative government contracts. That's what the debt is about. It's killing us.
Well, what about – but then let's talk about subsidies for all other types of things.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see a candidate come in and say, during my 4 years as president, I will shrink the government by 10%. And you could do
actually,
that.
That's what Obama said.
I
mean, not in those exact words, but
I agree with you. I think there's so much waste and fraud and abuse
in
the government, and it's the way they build, like the EPA, Department of Education, anything. Every time you start putting a group of people in a bureaucracy, it keeps growing and growing and growing. Because the more people you have, the more money you spend, the more powerful you are.
Government will never have enough money unless it's reined in. We have to define what government is, what the role of government is.
Well, what is the role of government, Greg, in your
primarily
opinion?
to defend the population, provide and promote the general welfare. That's pretty much it. The government's role is not to take care of you from the moment you're born until the moment you die. A lot of the problem that we have right now is that people have confused the Bill of Rights with Roosevelt's Bill of Rights. Roosevelt promised, you should have a car, you should have a house, you should have health care, you should have all these things. But that has never, ever been defined under the Constitution and Bill of Rights.
The Constitution was set up, as you indicate, to defend us and provide for those things that the population cannot provide for themselves.
Right.
How about, infrastructure? Okay, one of the big things that are coming on is immigration.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts on the immigration?
Illegal immigration I'm against. The problem that we have is that people have become weak on that because there's this thought that the children of the illegals should have this, that, and the other, which is, I understand an argument. But the thing is, it's not the state's fault that those children are here. The blame belongs in the parents. The parents brought them here. The parents are responsible for the consequences of their children being here. It's not the state's fault. The state is not the mean, bad person. The parent is the mean, bad person. Just like if a parent commits a crime over here, their children are going to suffer. Their children are going to have to be without a parent because the parent's going to be in jail. And the same thing holds with illegal aliens. It's not the state's fault, and it's not the state's responsibility that those people are here.
I concur.
So then, okay, so it's not the state's responsibility. There's 11 million there, here.
11, 12.
11 or 12, we have no idea, really. Okay, but let's just use the term 12.
12.
12 million.
We're good with 12.
So, okay, so the first step, if you were, so you are going to, great, write the immigration reform. What's the first thing you do?
One of the things that I'm going to do is that there should not be a single penny given to illegal aliens. Right now, if you are a private employer and you hire an illegal alien, you get fined, I don't know how much money now. The same thing got to be with government. Anytime a government entity give some type of benefit to an illegal alien, that government entity should be held accountable and fined as well. Why do we have a double standard? Why is the public sector, or rather the private sector, punished, but the government sector,
is
encouraging it?
And they should be able to count them because we have them on the roll. They know that they are illegal when we're giving them the subsidies. They know that they're illegal when they're getting food stamps, education programs, all those things. They know they're illegal.
Mm-hmm. And so
they've already identified who they are.
And so when you have that taken away, suddenly there's less incentive to come over. The thing is, if you do anything else, let's say with respect to amnesty, how many more are going to come over? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
No, under Reagan, you know, he blew it by granting amnesty, and heaven knows how many people came over. Now, if we do it again, how many people are lined up right now waiting to jump that border if we say we're going to give amnesty to all these people?
All right.
We won't even recognize the country anymore.
Well, I don't already.
I mean, the language, the culture. It used to be that people would come to this country and then they would – learn the language.
Assimilate.
And
now they migrate.
Acclimate.
Well, yeah, but now they are migrating.
It's no, like they're now.
Well, it's like Europe, where the Muslims have come in. I'm saying Muslims, but other groups too. They have their own neighborhoods. They don't assimilate. They speak their own language. They have their own laws, which they've allowed them to do. And this
What's
is not
law coming.
Yeah, and this is not what. America is. Nobody's against immigration. It helps.
No.
It does make our country stronger in some ways. Yeah, well, in a lot of ways, if it's done legally.
Legal immigration, nobody has a problem with
that. Okay, look, we got to take a quick break. Randy, hang on to the after break, and we'll be the first one up on the way out. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, our guest, is congressional candidate Gregory Cheadle. We'll be right back.
You are running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi,
I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, May the 15th. It's 68 degrees, heading up to 98 today, or 94. Is it 94?
94 today. 94, high at 94.
But it's going to be cooler this evening when you hit the rodeo. That's right,
great rodeo.
Rodeo
weather.
Oh, gosh, it's going to be great out there. I've given away all my rodeo tickets. I'm sorry, my friends. But I do have two tickets for pancake breakfast. To the second caller, and you can't have won anything else, don't be calling back in again, Mike, if it's the same Mike. I have two tickets to the pancake breakfast that we're going to give away right now to the second caller. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Man's last stronghold. Great haircuts, great prices. Discounts for veterans and seniors. Okay, we had our first call. We're waiting for our second call at 605-4567, and let's go to Randy. Randy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Randy, what you got?
Hey, Miss Trish and
yes.
Colonel, you're
How
having
are you?
A good day.
We're doing great,
I'm
Randy.
I'm doing goodly, thank you.
Thank you for waiting.
Not a problem. Mr. Cheadle.
Yes, sir.
Your plan sounds it sounds good to me.
Oh,
but,
thank you.
How, if elected, do you plan to accomplish anything against the established and entrenched professional politicians that we have back there by yourself?
I don't know that I would be by myself, but one of the things you have to understand is that when all it takes for evil to prevail is for good people to do nothing. For me to go there and with the attitude that I can't do anything, well, nothing's going to get done. But you'd be surprised what happens when true leadership comes in. When someone has the guts to go against the establishment, that helps those who are on the fence say, well, you know, maybe I can do something. So it's not so much a matter that I'm thinking that I can't do anything. There's a lot that can be done. Anything in history that's been done on a large scale was done pretty much with one person. One person starting the fire, then the fire got caught, and people got on board. And that's the way it is with this. The establishment does not bother me at all. I couldn't care less about those people. The thing is, once the fire gets burning and their constituents start getting on the phone and writing letters, you will see changes.
No, sir, you're not.
Randy?
Pretty good answer. I think, as history shows us, you know, we had the Republicans that went in years ago with their big plan, and they were going to do this, and I'm not sure that they really accomplished any of it.
Randy, I'm going to throw in a little bit of an answer there. That's
sure.
Part of our responsibility, and that's what happens. We put these people in office, and then we, the citizens, walk away.
Right.
We don't know
right.
what their record is. We don't know what they're doing. We don't challenge them. We don't call their office. We don't challenge them on any vote they make. We elect them, and then we walk away and say, okay, now they have to do it. We don't even know what they're doing.
Yeah, it's like sending your kid to school and having the teacher do everything, and you don't do anything.
The people, have to take back control of this situation, send people with new ideas, and then make sure they follow through. And if they don't, throw them out.
And Randy,
I agree with you. I would love to see term limits. And
no, term, Randy. again, you want somebody else to do your job. You want a rule, a law, to keep you from having to be involved. And I'm not speaking to you personally. The people have such apathy about the system we have. They complain about it. They won't even get out and vote. I mean, this is a non-election year. You've got no presidential election, so you've got the off year. We'll get 20% turnout in this upcoming election in June.
Right.
That's 20% of the people that are actually registered, which is only about half of the people who are eligible.
Well,
those are the people making our decisions, and that's what's wrong with the whole system. No, okay, yeah. I got off on a little soapbox.
I agree with you 100%, but at the same time, once they do get into office and they're an incumbent, then anybody that goes in to challenge them when the election comes up again, they invariably have been voting for the incumbent. And the people, the Pelosi's of the world, they just automatically get there. They are serving for 30 years.
Yeah, well, it's an uphill battle. It really is an uphill battle for anybody that's going after an incumbent. But it's not an impossible.
I think we need to start right here in our town and take charge of what we've got going on here that we don't like, fix it, and try and move on up the chain.
Absolutely.
Okay, but, you know, Randy, one of the things that's very important is that, you know, it's not enough to vote for someone and get them in office. Again, you have a part. The citizens have a part to play. One of the things I advocate is boycotting the large corporations and the large banks. That's where the money is coming from. These major corporations, these billionaires are funneling money into Congress. They're buying Congress. They're buying our government. Once you start hitting those people in the pocket, that's going to make a big difference. So you have a part to play.
So, okay. All right, Randy, thanks so much for your phone call.
Thank you all so much.
You bet. Okay, we got a winner for our pancake breakfast, Jamie. Come on down to 1326 Market Street, and you can pick up your tickets today. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. You have a question or comments for Greg Cheadle?
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Terry. How are you?
Doing well. In the last election, Jim Reed was running as the Democrat, and he had made the comment that he was for Obamacare. I know Jim. I've talked to him a lot. He is for illegal immigration and amnesty. He is pro-choice, which means he believes abortion is okay. And in this climate of not believing a lot of politicians, which a lot of people don't, Gregory, when you threw your weight behind him, yet you say you're against Obamacare, he's for it. You said you're against amnesty, and he was for it. You gave a rousing prayer one night, which was excellent, about the horrors of abortion. This guy is pro-choice. Why did you throw your weight behind that candidate if you are an 1856 Republican and a conservative?
Well, you know, Terry, one of the things that I will say right now is that I threw my weight behind Jim Reed for reasons that I prefer not to put on the air right now, because I am not here to bash Mr. LaMalfa. And so the reasons that I voted for or endorsed Mr. Reed, even though we differ considerably on major issues, we differ. I do not agree with a lot of things that Mr. Reed stands for. That's clear. But the thing that I'm not going to let this thing go into is to a negative campaign against Mr. LaMalfa. I have my reasons. They are solid. And it's up to me to keep this campaign clean, and that's what I intend to do.
Well, I think that's good, and that's admirable, but I don't see any transparency there. The thing is if you're against something vehemently, why would you support a candidate that's for all those things?
Because Terry, mm-hmm. I am not going to turn this into a negative campaign. I have my reasons. They are solid. But I am not here to attack Mr. LaMalfa, okay? Let's understand that.
Oh, it's not about Mr. LaMalfa, sir.
Well,
it's not about
Mr. LaMalfa,
sir.
You asked me why, and I'm telling you why.
What's your vision, then? If he got into office, his vision would be diametrically opposed to yours. That's what we're talking about, not about Mr. LaMalfa,
Who do you have in office right now? You have a person who is doing the very things that you're saying that I'm against.
KCNR.
Okay,
he's pro amnesty and pro abortion.
What is he doing?
I'm just checking, sir, to see if I got this straight.
Okay. The question is, you threw your weight behind Jim Reed.
Yes, I did.
And you're saying, Greg, that you don't want to get into a negative debate, but Terry's got a good question here is, and your answer to that is you don't really want to get into it because it would be negative against,
it would be.
Against LaMoffa.
And I've made the point clear that I disagree with Mr. Reed on a lot of things. Okay, a lot of things. But also, the point needs to be made that I'm not going to let this turn into a negative campaign where I release why I'm not doing, or rather why I refuse to say why I did this as opposed to Mr. LaMoffa itself. Because, you know, come on, this is ridiculous. I don't want to turn this thing into a negative campaign. I like Mr. LaMoffa. We have a great time when we're together on the road. And let's leave it at that.
I think the question's been answered and asked and
several times.
Has to sit there. So let's go to the phones,
Terry,
and
hey, Terry,
go to Cheryl.
Thanks for the question, Terry. Terry, though.
Sure, guys. Have a great day.
Good question.
All right, let's go to Cheryl.
Okay, Cheryl, you got a question for – do you have a question for Mr. Cheadle?
No, I don't. I actually want to address something that Trish said, that this is not a presidential year for voting. But for California, it's a very important year.
Yeah.
The two Republican candidates running for governor, it's critical that we have Mr. Donnelly win this primary. It's very important. The alternative is worse than people know. And I don't know how informed people are about these candidates, but I would ask them to please look into Mr. Donnelly versus Mr. Cash Carey. This is really important for California.
Okay.
And Cheryl, that's a great point. And unfortunately, the local people, they don't know that.
So no, they
this
don't.
Is good to get the information out.
So what we'll do is we'll try it. We're going to be trying to get Mr. Donnelly and his opponent on, so at least we can hear what they say from, you know, from their own lips and, you know, about how to what they want to do for change and what their stances are. But you're right. This is Brown's got a big chest, war chest behind him. But it's at least we need to do is find out where the leadership of the Republican Party is going in the state of California.
That'd be interesting.
Well, And you know, Donnelly has done an amazing thing. He's ahead of Mr. Cash Carey thus far, even though he has nowhere near the money. And Cash Carey has all the Republican establishment big guns coming to California, like Jeb Bush and Mitt Romney. But Donnelly has the grassroots, and we really need to get behind him.
Okay.
This is important. We don't want to be left with Cash Carey versus Brown.
Well, okay. Hey, Cheryl, thank you so much for the phone call.
Alrighty, bye.
You bet. Hey, we got to take a break, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. John Bastiani and his staff pride themselves on customer service and having what you need for all of your shooting needs. Again, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give them a call, 222-8222, Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back.
Striving to live a healthy lifestyle, eating healthy, working out, sleeping on a toxic-laden memory foam mattress? Don't be fooled by the claims that there are no organic mattress stores in the Reading area. If you suffer from headaches, allergies, chronic fatigue, joint pain, or seizures, the solution may well be a toxic-free sleep zone. Your waking hours can only be as good as your last night's sleep. Locally manufactured in Northern California, the Organipedic mattress by OMI uses only sanitized organic raw materials to produce the purest sleep system available. In fact, if you find a purer mattress anywhere, we'll give you ours for free. Now you can sleep on the most comfortable two-sided latex mattress and the purest Organipedic by OMI. From their 100% natural rubber latex mattress to the classic OMI innerspring mattress, you can now sleep safe in a toxic world with your Organipedic mattress from Creason Sleep Gallery. Locally owned and operated since 1994, Creason's Mattress Gallery is your complete sleep headquarters and carries organic sheets and pillows. Creason's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you that in accordance with California state law, if you currently live with a person who is prohibited from possessing firearms due to state or federal law or mental incompetence, you must lock those firearms up to deny access, or you yourself can be charged with a crime. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today for your CCW and CCW renewal training. 999-1822 or visit us at readingccw.com to read our reviews and register for a class. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid Plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
It's no secret the violent crime rate is up in Reading. As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to work hard and provide our community with quality firearms. The good guys at Bastiani Arms, they're real gun enthusiasts. With two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week, more people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Come talk to Seth Stoat. Seth has over 20 years' experience in firearms. Come learn the value, security, and peace of mind of owning a personal firearm. Sign up for a CCW class, women-only CCW classes, or hunter education. Come to Bastiani Arms and see how you can win a Colt Python 357. All proceeds go to the Military Order of Purple Hearts. Call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, May the 15th. It's rodeo week. It's 68 degrees now. It's going to go up to 94 today. It looks like we're going to have great weather this weekend for the rodeo. And weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. What a great time to go out and buy a Ford or Dodge Ram pickup. Right now during rodeo week. I mean, come on. You know,
yeah,
ask them to throw a bale of hay into the back for you, and then you drive around. It's like air show time down at Marine Corps Air Station El Toro. Whether you're an aviator or not, you've got a helmet, put it on, and you got a flight suit and drove around until you got sweaty, so it looked like you've been flying all day. I didn't do that. but I knew guys that did. Okay. If you're looking for that car, truck, or SUV, new or previously owned, head to Reading Crown Motors. They are your local Ford, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Don't go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue. You know what? They've down there and meet and greets down there with the Cowboys. They've got a lot of things heading out at Reading Crown Motors. Great place down there. American. 223-2177 is the number. Their service department is outstanding. Okay, for people that have won rodeo tickets and pancake breakfast tickets today, and Mike was the rodeo tickets. Let me make sure I got that right. And pancake breakfast was Jamie. Come on down to 1326 Market Street, and you can pick up your tickets. Now, we've had a number of phone calls about at 9 o'clock. We click off the air here. And as we further upgrade KCNR 1460, which we are doing all the time, building new studios, bringing in new equipment. We have a brand new receiver we brought in, which on our end is working perfectly. On their end, it's not. So every time you put in a piece of equipment like this, for some reason at 9 o'clock at night, it just says, well, I'm going to bed now.
We're going to call network operations.
Yeah, we're calling network operations. We're getting that done. And then this morning, where it was working before 4 o'clock this morning, it didn't click over. So network operations will hopefully be able to fix this one. Anyway, that's for people who are calling. That's what's going on.
Tomorrow we're going to be out at the Pancake Breakfast on location right in the middle of the gulch there. What is that? Which gulch? Is that? I should know that. The gulch.
The gulch.
The gulch. The
Roundup gulch.
No, it's not Roundup. It's what? The gulch.
I'm not a rodeo guy, so I have to think of
Well, this is where the pancake, this is the Pancake Breakfast is at. Down in the gulch, down there on
Roaring Gulch.
Roaring Gulch.
I was close.
You started with an R.
Wow, everybody had just a brain fade there. Roaring Gulch.
Yeah, well, at my age, I can do that. The rest of y'all, I'm not too sure. Our guest is Greg Cheadle. He was running for Congress against Congressman LaMalfa and Heidi Hall, who's the Democrat running. And I think there's one other,
and
too.
Dan Levine.
Dan Levine, who is a Democrat running under the hemp.
Well, yeah, he's a pro-hemp guy.
Pro-hemp guy. Okay.
Very articulate, very knowledgeable.
Well, we got to get him on, too. We're going to get Dan. We've had Heidi on. We've had you. Of course, we've had Doug on. Okay, we got like about 8 minutes left. The concern I think a lot of people have is that the spending, now we want to cut the military down to nothing. We're cutting back on our military. The Chinese are launching aircraft carriers. You got the Ukraine coming apart. We're going to pull out of Afghanistan. And what does that mean?
But see, you know, it's pathetic that we have our military going down and we're building up China's. We're building up China's through the back door. We have offshore jobs. We've closed businesses down on the United States. We've closed those and sent those over to China. Every product that we purchased that was made in China, that profit goes to build up their military at the expense of ours. Those are policies that we have to look at.
I think what would you lower the income tax rates for the tax rates for companies to get them back here?
I don't know that lowering the tax rates would do much good because the money still stays at the top.
I think we've got – yeah, but we've got some of the highest tax rates on businesses anywhere in the world. So if you reduce that and gave them incentives, wouldn't that – would you be
– Not necessarily. The problem that we have right now is we have these large corporations that have formed. We have monopolies. We've got to bring back the anti-monopoly laws. That would do far more than a tax burden.
Oh, well – okay, so
because these things are large, I mean they're huge now, and so we have a handful of people dictating what's going to happen. That shouldn't be.
Okay, so what about the? So you're saying is that reducing the taxes
is not necessarily the answer.
Is not the answer. So are you saying you want to break up corporations?
Yes, they're too large, too powerful. How is it that? A Warren Buffett can own – it's like playing the game of Monopoly. When they own the whole board, you don't have a chance. And that's what's happening right now.
You believe CEOs should have their pay restricted?
You know, the problem with CEOs and pay restriction is that we're in a society now where we no longer have an internal governor. You know, it used to be that people were controlled internally. They had – you know, God was in their life, so forth and so on. And that control, that dictated their behavior. But today, we have an immoral people. We have people who are selfish. And so that's the problem. And it's not going to get any better because
– Well, but the question is do you believe in putting pay caps on CEOs, presidents?
I still believe –
Baseball players?
Oh, get rid of baseball players. I mean, their salaries anyway. I don't believe in having government – dictate that you cannot make this much money.
How do you break up these big corporations? These are private enterprises.
Well,
how do you do that?
Are they private?
Government doing it?
Are they? These are multinational corporations now. We had small corporations. Now we've gone to multinationals. And again, when you have the power structure such that the masses have no power and a handful of people have the power, that's a problem.
Well, I guess I'm having a hard time understanding how you want to blame the corporations and the banks. That's something that people can take care of. But if you just lay another layer of bureaucracy over the top of that so that government says how big a corporation could be, how have you solved the problem?
Easily. Go back to when we had the anti-monopoly laws. We had – matter of fact, walk around Reading right now, you'll see store after store closed. Why? Because they cannot compete with these large corporations. And that's what we have to have. We have to have anti-monopoly laws that will allow for smaller corporations to exist and not just have one monolithic corporation. That's where we're headed right now.
How about letting the people speak with their pocketbook?
That's what I said earlier. Boycott these things. That's what I said.
And I think where Greg's going is this. If you get a monolithic, let's just say Walmart, even though everybody uses this as a target, and I don't think Walmart should be a target, but let's just use Walmart. Walmart moves in and all these 10 or 15 mom-pa stores close.
They're gone.
Because people have voted with their purse. All right? So you would, break up, or you would say you can only make so much money, or you'd break up Walmart, or, so you can start these others. I mean, Linda and I opened up a radio station competing with corporations.
Mm-hmm.
Corporations backed out of New York, and mm-hmm. we're not getting wealthy off this, but we are thriving. We are competing against these people.
Mm-hmm. Without government interference, without a law that says you can do it.
The government interference is there, trust me. But
in spite of the government. Yeah.
We do that. So when we start talking about breaking up corporations and, I just, the government saying you can get, I understand about the too big and these things, but we're almost out of time.
We
need to give Greg a chance to wrap up because we're almost out of time. We've got a minute left.
The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. The rich are exploiting government. They're exploiting the poor in order to get richer. The poor are the ones getting stuck. When you talk about the Walmarts, when you talk about these other places, we're out of time already.
Well, we'll bring you back, Greg. Don't worry. We'll bring you back.
You're hurting me.
No, I'm not. We'll bring you back. We'll bring you back and we'll finish this. But what Greg is saying, though, is this. Let's make it a level playing field.
Make it a level playing field.
Make it fair for everybody. Make it fair for everybody, not just a big corporation.
Thank you.
There you go.
That's what I'm
I'll write that speech for you next week.
Thank you very much.
It's the good guys against the bad guys. We will be in Roaring Goats tomorrow. Come out and join us.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Remembering the victims and the heroes of 9/11, that's what they've been doing today at Ground Zero in New York.
Here, we tell their story, so that generations yet unborn will never forget.
President Obama speaking at today's dedication of the National September 11th Memorial Museum. The museum commemorating the 2001 terrorist attack as well as the 1993 World Trade Center bombing will open to the public on May 21st. VA Secretary Eric Shinseki testifying before a Senate panel about allegations of treatment delays and preventable deaths, perhaps as many as 40 deaths, at a Phoenix Veterans Hospital. Shinseki says it makes him mad because even one so-called adverse event is one too many.
That also saddens me.